It's almost the time for monarch butterflies to make their way through Pennsylvania. These much-loved butterflies will be arriving in the state via their spring migration north any day now. You may have already seen one or two, but you may be seeing fewer of them in coming years. As part of our Wild and Seek series, where we look at interesting plant and animal species in our changing world, the Allegheny Front's Carol Holsupple talks with some butterfly experts. She finds out about the future of the monarch's reign.
7-year-old Shelby Wright from south of Pittsburgh is a budding butterfly scientist.
I have a bug catcher that I got from Easter, and I got a caterpillar and it's already in its cocoon. I don't know what kind, but I know it's going to turn into a moth or a butterfly.
Wright's taking a tour of the butterfly forest at Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens in Pittsburgh with her family. It's a little overcast, so the butterflies aren't fluttering much. They can only see in full sun. But the soft light in the glass-enclosed room makes some of them easier to spot.
That one might be a monarch. I think it's a monarch because it does have the right colors. It is orange, black, and white.
Wright learned how to ID the species from a TV show. But you don't have to be a young or even an older scientist to recognize a monarch butterfly. Their bright color and stained glass-like pattern makes them popular from Maine to California. As part of the tour, Scott Creary, Phipps resident entomologist, says monarch sightings may become scarcer in the future.
Within the last 3 years, we've seen a marked decline in butterflies, and just talking to people, other people have seen the same thing. We were originally saying it was deforestation in Mexico that was causing the huge decline. As it turns out, we can't necessarily blame that on deforestation in Mexico anymore.
East Coast monarchs migrate south to fir forests in Mexico for the winter. Illegal logging has destroyed some of their habitat there. But part of the reason for the decline may lie closer to home with a native plant species, milkweed.
Let me move down real bit closer and let me get the magnifying glass.
Gabby Hughes is down on her knees, training a group of students how to find monarch eggs on the underside of a young common milkweed leaf.
Yeah, this one's a little bit small. Okay, and see how it doesn't have the point on it? I see a little whitish green thing right there. The monarch egg, I mean, it's just a tiny bit bigger than that. And it's going to be a little bit less yellow.
So far this season, no luck. Yet. A false alarm. There's no C-shaped cut where a monarch may have been munching the plant's milky sap. Milkweed's the only plant monarchs will lay their eggs on. Hughes, an environmental educator with the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania, says the monarch is choosy about which particular milkweed plant becomes the maternity ward.
So she's going from this one to that one, and can I lay in here? No, I'm going to pick this one. And then she'll go and she'll land, and usually she'll curl her abdomen underneath the leaf and deposit one single egg.
That egg is only 1 millimeter high, practically a speck. In just a week and a half, the caterpillar will grow to the size of a human finger, with only milkweed as its food. Hughes says they're the true picky eaters of the insect world, and it's a survival tactic. Milkweed is toxic. It makes the caterpillars and adult butterflies taste bad to birds and other predators. Common milkweed, swamp milkweed, and butterfly plant, other species of milkweed which grow in Pennsylvania, live in open, sunny meadows, the kinds of places that are being lost to development. In agricultural fields, spraying keeps milkweed from thriving. Plus, an invasive aphid destroys the plants. All of this is bad news for monarchs and their reproduction. A warming climate could also be a threat.
Maybe the milkweed would start coming up earlier and going through its, you know, life cycle much more rapidly. The butterflies would have to adjust to that.
Hughes hopes today's class will participate in a monarch monitoring program, which supplies scientists with more data to find out what's happening with the butterflies' populations. She says planting a butterfly way station of native plants is something anyone can do to help monarchs. A garden full of insecticide-free bee balm, coneflowers, daisies, and of course milkweed provides for young caterpillars and also adult butterflies. Karen Oberhauser is director of the National Monarch Larva Monitoring Project. She says on a larger scale, people can pay attention to the legislation which affects the species.
the Farm Bill is really important to insect conservation, including monarchs, because so much land is controlled by agricultural policies in this country.
The bill, stalled in the House, could include conservation provisions for wildlife. Oberhauser says it's a critical time for monarchs. Last winter, the area in Mexico occupied by monarchs was only 60% of the area in the lowest recorded year, which was 2009. She says that's a significant number for not only the monarch's future. They're an indicator of habitat health all along their migratory path.
If we're seeing good numbers of monarchs, we also know that we're supporting other pollinator populations. And those pollinators are really important to human well-being.
A recent study found that wild pollinators, like butterflies, are more effective at pollinating certain food crops than their honeybee counterparts. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsapple.
For links on how to participate in butterfly monitoring projects, flutter on over to our website, alleghenyfront.org.